946. Beautiful day going on, mostly sunny, 54 degrees. Well, we are into the month of September, and we are into flu season. And Ashley Helen stopping by, as she's done, what, the past 5-6 years?
I think it's been 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Been coming over here and giving us flu shots for the better part of 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit, you know, as we get into flu season, too, and people are thinking flu shots. There's a lot of misconceptions about flu shots and a lot of, you know, things out there that aren't necessarily true. Can you get the flu from actually getting a flu shot?
Nope, you cannot get the flu from the flu shot.
Okay.
Nope.
So that's, you know, that's something, too, that's, you know, kind of an old wives' tale.
Right, right. Most would be maybe some people feel like they get a little bit of a sore arm, maybe mm-hmm. a little redness at the injection site, but it's very mild.
Let's cover some of the effects of the flu, too. I know pregnant women, too, that's very important that that they avoid the flu, too. So that's why flu shots are very...
Yeah, they highly recommend that if you're pregnant to get a flu shot, help avoid, you know, getting the flu, like you said, because
right.
they're a lot more susceptible to those symptoms, and they could get a lot sicker maybe than other people.
And typically, when does the flu season run, Ashley? When does it start? When does it stop?
We start doing our flu shots in September.
Okay.
You know, historically, I felt like people kind of waited a little bit longer, but we've been doing them a lot earlier, probably the last 7 years, 5-7 years. And then, you know, usually we see, you know, flu could be any time, honestly, but we
right.
see that the big season starting to wrap up. Shots start wrapping up in January, February sometime is usually what we see.
Okay. And what about, you know, people that have had their COVID shots, too? Is there any concern about getting a flu shot on top of that?
No, we're actually doing quite a bit of COVID and flu shots together the same day.
Really?
We have, you know, we do have the new bivalent COVID vaccine, the Pfizer version of it,
okay.
at our stores in town. We do have a really nice tool on our website that people can go to thriftywhite.com, and they can sign up to get one or the other, the mm-hmm. COVID bivalent vaccine or the flu shot, or they could sign up for an appointment to get both at the same time. So it makes it really nice that way to schedule it, come on in, we can do both right at the same time.
So there's no concerns about getting them both or having them both in the system?
There aren't, no.
Okay. Okay, fantastic. And are you seeing a good turnout so far as far as flu shots go?
They're starting to come in.
Okay.
You know, now until about mid-October, beginning November is usually our heaviest time. So I'm sure we're going to start seeing them roll in a lot more. But yeah, we've done some back-to-school clinics and different things like that. So, you know, we're out in the community a bit and people are coming in.
So you've been busy.
Yep.
And for people that want to get flu shots, do they need an appointment or can they just come into Thrifty White? And
for the flu shots, you can do either way. You can go online if you want to make an appointment to set it up and make it, you know, we're prepared for you to come at the beginning of the day. We print out our schedule for the day so we know who has made appointments ahead of time. But you could also come in and walk in for flu shots. We do like people when they're doing the COVID vaccine to go online and sign up just because that vaccine has a little bit more handling concerns and things
okay.
like that. So it's nice when they do that. But for flu shots, we definitely could do walk-ins.
So for people that don't have the vaccine or are not vaccinated for the flu, what are some flu-like symptoms so people kind of know when they're getting this? What do you see typically as flu symptoms?
Well, you think about fever, you think about cough, you think about, you know, shortness of breath, things like that
mm-hmm.
Is a lot of times what people will see.
Okay, and I know a lot of people too, and this probably isn't related at all, but thinking of like stomach flu too, is there such a thing or is that totally separate?
It's a different strain.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, it's a virus,
right.
so to speak.
So it still is the flu?
It can, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm going to go get my flu shot. And people are interested in getting their flu shots, Ashley. Again, they can go online or they can stop in?
Yep. In Wahpeton, we can do 5 years of age and older.
Okay.
In our Breckenridge store, we can do 6 years of age and older. You can do walk-ins. You can go online and sign up. And yeah.
All right. Is there any age group that's more susceptible or that should really be looking at this?
Well, you know, they recommend anybody 6 months of age or older that mm-hmm. hasn't had an adverse reaction to a vaccine in the past.
Okay.
But especially those people that maybe have lowered immune systems, whether they're going through chemotherapy, they have an autoimmune disease, people that are age 65 and older, and the little ones too, you know, those 6 months to the, you know, first couple of years of life, they're a little bit more susceptible. But not only that, is you might get a flu shot to help protect people that aren't, that are around you that aren't able to get the flu shot,
sure,
or just to help protect them more, because you know you may have some an elderly parent or grandparent that lives in the home, or you know, things like that. So
that is a great point. You know, it isn't just for you. It's yep, kind of like for the people around you too, and keeping everybody safe.
Yep.
All right. Ashley, thanks so much for stopping by. And again, for 10 years of stopping by and giving us flu shots.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Ashley Helland, Thrifty White Pharmacy. And again, if you're thinking flu shots, get online or stop into Thrifty White Pharmacy, and they can answer all your questions. It's 9:52 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me